It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Let's talk about bogus phone calls, because we seem to have those in the Parsons and Labette County area off and on throughout the year. Occasionally see some of these phony calls that originate lots of times out of the U.S., but they will say that they are with the Internal Revenue Service, and you owe money, and if you don't instantaneously come up with a credit card or send money to a bogus address, that the police are going to come and arrest you. Those are bogus calls. The IRS doesn't call you like that, and the police don't throw you in jail for your federal income taxes, so don't worry about us coming to your door. If you receive those kinds of phone calls, go ahead and report that to us. We also share that with some of our federal friends as well. But unfortunately, lots of times if we have a phone number that somebody has written down, we find a lot of these phone numbers are coming back to Jamaica, offshore locations where the U.S. does not have jurisdictions. The IRS will communicate by mail with real official documents and with real official phone numbers that you can call and verify or go on the internet to verify. So don't get sucked into the season of bogus tax demands.
Another one is supposedly a young relative might need money.
They will call a potential relative, or they're not even related. We just recently had this occur here in town where somebody was calling an actual real relative, and they were saying they were trapped in Parsons because of a tornado and there wasn't any way to get out and the area was flooded and they needed money immediately but couldn't give a phone number, and they would call back with instructions on how to send the money or make a wire transfer. It sounded somewhat reasonable to an elderly grandmother who was several states away, but this was not the first time that this relative had made that kind of a claim, so we were able to put her at ease pretty quick that the roads are open. There's no issue here in Parsons. This is a scam. Probably saved this relative from sending a few thousand dollars. Those cases are hard sometimes to track down, even though trying to get an arrest warrant, it would certainly put that in the system. But the victim is still out the money. And so we want to try to prevent those kind of victimizations whenever possible. If it sounds a little off, a little funny, call your local police department. Call us, call the sheriff's office, call the state attorney general's office. Everybody's interested in trying to make sure that folks are not scammed.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.